For whatever reason history only knows, we tend to have a decreased understanding and appreciation of the Feast of Pentecost. But it, liturgically and through the eyes of faith, it's equal in importance to Christmas and Easter. And that's, in fact, the Pentecost and this great feast day ends the season of Easter for us today. In fact, as we continue some great feasts during the coming month to emphasize the help that the Holy Spirit gives us in the level of faith. I think the most important one, the one that is challenging to preach about next week, the Holy Trinity. Holy smoke. One God in three persons. Try to explain that. And thinking about that, we don't explain it. We experience it. We'll talk about that more next week. And following that, we have the great feast of Corpus Christi, the understanding of the Lord's body and blood present with us in the holy sacrament of the Eucharist. But now today is Pentecost. We have to rediscover its importance and its insight, not only in the life of the church, but in the lives personally of all of us believers. The mistake we frequently make is confining the Holy Spirit to 2 days, our baptism and our confirmation. Then we're rid of him. It's a sad and serious mistake, because the Holy Spirit begins his presence in our heart and our souls the moment we're baptized and never leaves us. When problems happen, it's we who walk away from God. It's not God walking away from us. He's always there. We just don't seek him out. That's what the Holy Spirit calls us to do on a daily basis, to seek him out, his help, his inspirations, his movements, his kindness, his faith, every day. He begins by giving us the great theological virtues the moment we're baptized, the foundation of our belief, faith, hope, and charity. By those things, the Holy Spirit gives us the sight of faith so we can see things not with the eyes in our head, with the eyes in our soul. For example, we've never seen the Lord crucified and risen. Yet there's no one here who disbelieves that. We know it happened. You know, the Lord was killed, rose, and ascended. And we don't need proof. We don't have to see it, because the Holy Spirit helps us to understand and believe without proof. The Holy Spirit does that. We're able to see, when we come to Mass, that the bread and wine, which looks like simple bread and wine, is in truth the body and blood of the risen Son of God. And the eyes of faith help us to see that, even though we look at it with the eyes in our head, and there's nothing changed. But we know what it is. It's the Holy Spirit who helps us to see and do that, and we approach the sacrament of the Eucharist with love, with great devotion and humility, because we know what we're doing, and we know who he is. Also, it's the Holy Spirit who helps us to see, through the eyes of faith, his presence in other people, especially in our enemies, people who do not like us, and in the poor, the needy, the sick, the disabled, and the unborn. Through the eyes of faith, we know God is present right there. And since they're consecrated, they're holy in God's sight, we treat them in a special way, with the utmost reverence and devotion and respect. And we do that with the help of the Holy Spirit. He helps us do all these things. Not all the time, because we're fallible and weak. That's why we in our hearts and minds have to make a decision to be open to him, which is not easy. The reason is because in our culture, in our American culture specifically, and in others as well, the idea of being self-reliant is looked upon as one of the great virtues. Being self-reliant. I don't need anyone's help. I'm fine on my own. Don't bother me. Well, that's okay from perhaps from a secular point of view and from the view of being a success in life and working hard and being successful. That's fine. But from a spiritual point of view, from the point of view of faith, it's disaster. Those who think and feel, I don't need God, I'm fine on my own, are never going to get anywhere. Because it's their arrogance and pride which keeps God's grace away. And of course, in our day and age, we have no arrogance and pride. Right. And the moon is made of cheese, if you believe that. We're filled with arrogance, pride, self-importance, anger, and hatred. Loaded. That's why we people of faith need the grace of the Holy Spirit to come daily and help us to reflect Christ and to imitate him. He's our model. We want to imitate him, and the Holy Spirit helps us to do exactly that. Remember when I was in school, in grammar school, we had excellent religious education teachers there, Franciscan teachers in New York. And they taught us a number of things. We had the old catechism in those days. When I was in school, Catholic school was the catechism. Now I'm looking out, everybody's too young here to remember the catechism during my time. But they taught us a lot of things. And we memorized a lot of things which were okay. But for me, later on, when I remember them, they begin to make sense. And I understood later what I didn't understand originally. And it was a big help. For example, we were taught that the Holy Spirit gives us the gifts of the Holy Spirit, including faith, hope. There are seven of them. But I want to stress what we frequently forget. We have the fruits of the Holy Spirit. I always forget about those myself. And what they are gifts, they're gifts and presence that the Holy Spirit gives us by virtue of our faith to go out and to share. And how do we share these things? We ask for help. And they come from, if you want to take a look at your Bible today, it's Galatians chapter 5. I have a note here to remind me of the correct reference to give you when I did it wrong anyway. Galatians chapter 5, 22 to 23. And Paul in that letter lists the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And I think all the time we have to ask the Holy Spirit to help with these fruits, to put these virtues into practice, because we can't do them on our own. Now I'm going to read them to you and suggest to you that you pick one or two. And during the course of the day, ask the Holy Spirit, help me to practice this gift, this fruit of the Holy Spirit that I need the most, so I can, in the light of my world and my community and family, be more like the risen Son of God himself. That's what we're called to be, more like the risen Son of God. And the Holy Spirit helps us to do this. And this is what St. Paul says in Galatians chapter 5, and I'll end with this. The fruits of the Holy Spirit: charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, modesty, faithfulness, chastity, self-control. Come, Holy Spirit.